Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We're here with the Ancestral Doula and Faheem.
Greetings, everybody. I'm Faheem. I'm going to be sitting there today on this conversation. What's the topic?
I'm going to be speaking about the COVID-19 vaccination that is ready for those of us who want to partake to take.
I don't know about all that, however. I know there's a big fear campaign is taking place with the actual deployment of the vaccination, and it's a lot of interesting facts behind the vaccination. A lot of people probably need to alarm and alert themselves and
be able to protect themselves
from right, and actually know what they're actually getting into, because this is something here. An actual COVID vaccination, in the description it has the word recombinant DNA, and if you look, recombinant, R-E-C-O-M-B-I-N-A-N-T, recombinant, and recombinant DNA or rDNA molecules, like DNA molecules formed by laboratory methods of genetic recombination, such as molecular cloning, that bring together genetic material from multiple sources, creating sequences that would not otherwise be found in the genome. Recombinant DNA is the general name for a piece of DNA that has been created by combining at least two fragments from two different sources. And the key in what I read here, it says that bringing together genetic material from multiple sources, creating sequences that would not otherwise be found in the genome. So if it's not elemental, it's not natural. So this is something that's being put together in the laboratory by men to be instituted on the public. And the actual vaccination also, some of its ingredients, they have an ingredient in it. You actually have to look at the package and go through the package word for word and do some of the reading within the package. They have an ingredient that's called MRC5, which means Medical Research Council Cell Strain 5. And it's a deployed cell culture line composed of fibroblasts, originally developed from the lung tissue of a 14-week-old aborted Caucasian male fetus. I'm going to read that again. It was originally developed from the lung tissue of a 14-week-old aborted Caucasian male fetus. The cell line was isolated by J.P. Jacobs and colleagues in September 1966 from the 7th population doubling of the original strain.
7th population doubling of the original strain. And if we go, it's a little bit left in this description.
It also says, and the MRC5 cells themselves are known to reach sequences in around 45 population doublings. So we got some key words here. We got,
what's that? Sensing.
Cellular sequencing. Sense.
It's spelled S-E-N-E-S-C-E-N-C-E.
And it is a phenomenon characterized by the cessation of cell division. In their groundbreaking experiment during the early 1960s, Leonard Hayflick and Paul Moorhead found that normal human fetal fibroblast in culture reach a maximum of approximately 50 cell population doublings. So when these strands that they call fibroblasts, they break them into cells, and they can go out to 50 sequences, and then they extract this DNA or these DNAs. I actually don't have the actual term, but they take from that cell line and introduce it into a strain or vaccination that's administered into you to change your genome and your DNA. And in this particular case, from the words of Bill Gates' wife, her exact words is that black people should try this first. So the idea is they're pushing it on so-called black people to test the vaccination on themselves. However, it's going to change the DNA of anybody who actually takes it, however, specifically for so-called black people, because it says in the strand that it comes from was originally developed from the lung tissue of a 14-week-old aborted Caucasian male fetus. So
why Caucasian male? You know, why from 1966? All that is questionable, especially knowing about the Tuskegee experiment, which got thousands of people infected with syphilis.
Right, and then it was monitored, so it was actual scientific experiment. You know, same thing now. You know, it's the time reinventing itself again. You know, and you know, so-called people of the planet need to actually realize that they don't have to take this, and we don't have to go for fear campaigns and things, you know, and it's actually adverse in a sense that those that's supposed to work for us are trying to take our right to choose if we want to have it or not, and say you will not have certain privileges bestowed upon you, like traveling, driving, whatever, going to concerts, I just heard, movie theaters and things, if you don't have the shot. You know, however, having the shot right now isn't, whether you have the shot now or not, still isn't determined if that shot's going to be effective, because it normally takes 6 to 7 years for them to actually release an actual vaccination to the public, because it has to go through trials and tests. And this whole epidemic hasn't even been a year yet, and less than a year they got something.
Multiple vaccinations. They had multiple strains of, because they say they want to come out for with a strain for everybody. So you know, they say certain people shouldn't take the vaccination right now. People with the underlying health issues, babies. Oh, I think they said they made a strain for babies or children.
However, they had the SARS for the Asians up in Canada a couple years ago, and you never heard anything about how effective those so-called vaccinations were. It just went away with time. And you heard about the Ebola epidemic, you know, it was so-called for so-called Africans, and is that cured? I mean, what's taking place with these vaccinations? We got AIDS, is still in the cure for that. You know, we got cancer. We got a whole bunch of other things that ail society that they haven't had so-called cures for. And then you look within nature and you see the animals. Are they experiencing COVID ailments? I haven't seen any sick birds. I haven't seen any, you know, deer on life support.
Yeah, I see the animals every day, and for it to be an airborne disease, it's impossible. Sister said it best. It was on a YouTube video a while back, and she was in the hood. You can tell she was in the hood. And everyone came in, you know, who spoke to her, had respect for her. She shared with them, your skin is the biggest organ on your body. So if you're going to get something that's an airborne disease, wouldn't it attack your skin first?
Good point.
So everything after that is hilarious to me. The people that got to wear the mask, you see them in their cars by themselves with a mask on.
Yeah.
Because of fear.
And
they're doing their job with instilling the fear.
And when you say that, it reminds me of like all these bubonic plague and these different plays they would teach us back in school, and Europe, all the plays they had when they were in the Dark Ages, and this doesn't quite seem like that. However, the actual death rates are actually being administered to us through the news, so it seems more rampant than it might actually be, because there was a report last week of a female deputy sheriff that spoke about how they were actually inflating these numbers. You know, people were getting gunshots, but if they had previously been tested for COVID, their deaths were still being filled as COVID deaths by the coroner, even though they had gunshots. So, you know, we got different varying reports of their own institution telling these false reports. Then you had Trump saying this. So, you know, who are we to believe the so-called citizens if those over us can't even get it right? And then, you know, we don't know if they're actually taking these shots or they're taking placebos. You know, we don't know the long-term effects of these actual shots. So we're actually chancing it when we're taking them. And then the way they're being administered to us, we're actually receiving them, or actually using outdated source as far as the way we actually get our vaccinations. Because if you look in the old European times, when I was just speaking about the Dark Ages, you know, in order to come up out of those plagues, you know, the way that they administer their vaccinations, initially they would take, you know, the feces of bats and rats and all types of things and mix them in a gobbledygook and administer them into their body, thinking that that would, their body would build up a defense for those actual things or ailments that they were experiencing in their society based on sanitation and other things. So, you know, the way that they're administered in so-called modern times is actually based off of primitive applications. So, you know, we're out of date in this whole thing, and it's actually something that we actually have to stop and reflect on and say, hey, we're not gonna stand for this. And those of us that actually know better have to do better, because there's are those of us in the society that don't even deal with the government, i.e. the Amish, the Puritans and the Quakers and people like that, because I see them around here. We live in Maryland, so we see them. And they actually, you know, commune amongst themselves.
On the horse and buggy.
Off the grid. They don't get things from the county. But you don't see them in their masks. Or if they do, maybe when they come amongst us or come amongst the public, they probably do, you know, because they stand in line with things. However, you know, they don't take the shot, so you don't force them to take the shot.
And I just found this this MRC5 is nothing new. This is, if you research this, they've been doing this for a long time, putting this in vaccinations, in the vaccines. This article is from 2013. Human DNA from aborted fetuses in vaccines, published February 7th, 2013. Is this the reason why we have so much autoimmune disease? Human DNA from aborted fetal tissue is in vaccines. Most people will find it hard to believe that human DNA is contained in up to 23 different vaccines due to the fact that a lot of the viruses are grown, check this out, are grown on aborted fetal tissue.
How about that?
It's grown. Picture that. Go in the lab and picture something growing out of a fetus, aborted fetus. And this is something that they want to inject into us and our children. It says, as a result of the viruses being grown on aborted fetal tissue, it is nearly impossible to separate residue from the fetuses completely from the vaccines. This is the libertybeacon.com.
Yeah, it brings the call. You have to have a sinister mind state to want to, you know, administer that to people, you know, and I want to say, I'm not trying to say the Amish or anybody else gets the shot. If you don't want the shot, don't get the shot. If you want the shot, get the shot. It's about choice. I wasn't trying to single them out. I was just pointing out that there are people that function in the society who don't have
in
anything.
In this world, but not of it.
But not of it. They're right around us.
They don't partake.
They don't partake. So you.
And they're not even being forced to. So what are they doing to get through this loophole? Because I'm sure they're going to still be able to sell product to us at the markets with their mask on. You know, so we need to do research and figure out. Well, actually, I do know, because Dr. Lin has a vaccination, like an exempt vaccination form that you can actually get with the Washita, under the umbrella of the Washita Nation. So you're looking to not get that shot. You need to look into resources to protect yourself.
That's at www.drlinmelbay.com. However, again, you know, this is a call to also call citizens. You know, it's not about race. There's no such thing as race. Color, you know, it's people are known by their nationality. So this is a call to all nationalities to actually bond together and say whether they have the right to choose what they want to do. And those that are like mine that choose not to, you know, if you have to be in isolation from everybody else, you might have to want to prepare yourself for it. You actually have been prepared the past couple months, you know, being in isolation, you know, and the way things have been kind of slow drag on us, the way they're changing things in society, going to automation on the business side. You know, they you know, probably bring that dollar down soon, and the Bitcoin is starting to get stronger. You know, a lot of jobs are closing, so, you know, people have to actually start finding new ways to come from within to bring things out and master themselves. And, you know, it's going to be a dreadful time for those that haven't prepared, but it's going to be an exciting time for those that have prepared as well. So, you know, we're for a ride. You know, we decide to come here from our higher self to go through this actual experience. And, you know, whether it be spiritually, mentally, or physically, we're all being tested. And we have to figure out, you know, what it is we have to do.
I say not to have any fear. That's what I think that's what the news, that's what they're instilling, you know, to have fear. You see people come out with hazmat suits and, you know, you can see the fear.
Yeah, people even sleeping in their mask now. You know, so they going in the shower with their mask. And, you know, they coming up with swimming apparatuses for you to have masks when you're swimming. You know, they getting outrageous with it. It's all types of markets being formed and commerce being formed around this. So it just this thing is deep rooted. You're talking finances too. So, you know, again, you the individual listener have to make the choice for yourself. You know, the views that are expressed are solely of ours, and, you know, we reflect what we have encountered in our travels here and what works for us. You know, and what doesn't work and what may not work for us may not work for you, you know, so you have to make that decision. You know, it's the choices in the beholder's hand. So, you know, this COVID is it's a negative thing, and there are people that are passing. There are a lot of numbers. Again, there are people passing, a lot of elderly, and, you know, here I asked them on, you know, what it is we talk about. We deal with the ancestors, so, you know, we wish them, you know, a well passage and safe voyage. You know, however, this is a time that we also have to protect ourselves, because when I use the word sinister, you know, it seems they're preying on the weak. You know, that have ailments, so, you know, they torching the skies. Every time I look up, I'm seeing other things that contribute to COVID, like the chemtrails, and then you got the 5G, you know, whole technology, vibrational waves that's coming at you, and you know, the air, and this is just a litany of things that are actually enhancing, you know, the environment for this actual vaccination and virus to fester up in you. If you know your immune system is down and you're not in proper thought.
That's right. I agree.
Well, in this time, you know, he who knows to do best. So that's what we strive to do. So it's an interesting conversation, I'm sure. No. And in reflection, you know, we can look back and this whole thing, it blindsided a lot of us, because a lot of us didn't see it coming. However, I'm still kind of baffled at how it started in China and it made its way around the world. However, we don't really know how the Chinese dealt with it. You know, it seemed like the whole push was here on the Americas first to actually do the vaccination. Then it seemed the next wave was in Europe. However, what about where it originated from? It still leaves a mystery. And is it propaganda? Again, you had your president leaving Trump say that a lot of this is false news and, you know, fake. But then you see him wearing a mask. So, you know, he is he part of the problem and the solution? You know, that's up for debate.
Right. That's why they so-called gave him the virus. You know, he supposedly already had the virus. So now he's going to either be immune or wouldn't need to take a vaccination. So all those that came out early on and said they had it, you know, those are the people that's going to be immune from even having to take the vaccination. Because if you had it, that means, you know, what is it? You asymptomatic.
And in this actual push to actually get the vaccinations going, they're doing, if you just look at the pattern, they're doing so-called essential workers, hospital workers, so-called police officers, and other law enforcement agency type people's letter alphabet type agencies. And you know, if you just see that, and then the people are actually behind it, because they had a chart where there are different waves of how they're going to administer public, and then they had an actual army gentleman say that, you know, even if they had to bring National Guards out, you know, to make sure these waves get serviced, they actually had these plans implemented. However, people that are going to keep you in line are getting it first, so that they oversee you and make sure you get it, because they already got it. So it puts a burden on them to get it. So even the way this thing is being implemented, it's tricky. However, again, it's COVID-19 is something that we actually have to deal with in our lifetime now. It's kind of like September 11th, and these changes, they're upon us, you know. So whether it be economic and the rise of Bitcoin, you know, the rise of automation, you know, entertainment, you know, and new ways to reinvent ourselves, this is the time for us to dig in and, you know, become chemists and become herbalist and become your own remedy tree.
All right, guys, what a wonderful conversation. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you, Brother Fahim. That was very informative.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Thanks. And we'll talk to you again.
I'll be back.
Peace.
Peace.